We welcome you into the studio here at the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles cornerback Nolan Carroll, who comes to Philadelphia, signs a contract today. Looking good?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Feeling good?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel great.
Free agency is a pretty wild ride, is it not? A few days of complete uncertainty.
Yeah, definitely. It's the unknown is the worst part about it, you know. And for me, fortunately, I have friends that's been through that process, you know, Cliff Averill and Moses Focu, you know. My friends were able to talk to me and show me how to try and keep my mind off of it, not think about it too much, and just let your agent handle it. And at the end of the day, whatever choices you have, make the best decision that's going to benefit you and your family.
How would you compare it to being recruited out of high school? Is there a comparison?
A little bit as far as, you know, making your choice, but, you know, the fact of not knowing what teams are going to be interested in you at first, and then all of a sudden free agency hits and you get all these calls and your agent's telling you, oh, they're telling you this or they're telling me that, they want you at this and want you at that. Then you got to process it after that. You know, it's similar to college, but, you know, it's a business at the same time.
But you went to, you know, you were drafted by the Dolphins, Nolan, and I, fifth round in 2010. And when I realized, I learned that, I imagined that you had a party over the draft weekend and you had all your friends. No. And then all of a sudden you got the phone call, and you got drafted by your favorite team.
Yeah.
What was the draft weekend like?
The draft weekend was just stressful. For me, it was a different process because I broke my leg my senior year in college, you know, so where I was supposed to be drafted to having an uncertainty of where I was going to be drafted, it was a stressful process, you know, but I put in the time, I put in the work, and I just stayed confident throughout the whole process. And, you know, when draft day came, you know, man, it was stressful just seeing day one go by, day two go by, and, you know, day three came, and it got to the point where, man, I was just so stressed out, you know, I took a nap. And when I was taking a nap, that's when I got the phone call from it was actually Bill Parcells is the one that called me. He was
nice.
The president at the time.
Nice welcome to the NFL.
Yeah, you're
moment.
Right. You're yeah. definitely right. And, you know, when he called me, it was one of those things. I had jubilation. You know, I was happy. I was relieved. And, you know, I was just ready to work after that.
And when you play in your hometown, I'm sure there's a certain thrill element to it. But I would also imagine that there are a lot of friends and kind of hangers-on who want a piece of you and want to remind you that they knew you when.
Yeah, you definitely have guys that are going to remind you that they knew you back when, you know, back in the backyard back in 1999 where, you know, we were playing baseball back then, but you haven't talked to them about 10, 12 years. But they want to remind you, like, hey, I was a part of your success at one point in life, you know. But for me, I've kept a tight, close-knit circle. You know, I have maybe four or five good best friends that, you know, I call my brothers, and, you know, I have my family that – you know, they'll do anything for me, and that's the type of people that I've had throughout my life, and they've helped me be the person that I am today.
How much of an impact do you think having a military mother and father has had in your life, just in terms of being disciplined in life, making the right decisions on the football field, away from the football field? I mean, it's not easy being a kid.
Yeah.
People get led in the wrong direction. Did that help you having those kind of parents?
Yeah, I think it did, especially both of them. You know, them disciplining me, my brother and sister, from an early age. And it helped us out because when we got to college and started going our own separate paths in life, you know, you don't have your parents around when you're 21 years old and you're in college. You know, you got to make your own choices that's going to benefit you. And fortunately, you know, for me growing up with my parents, they helped me realize what was good and what was bad and what could benefit me and what could hurt somebody else and change my image. You know, so for me, it was always about making the right decisions and always doing something that's going to better benefit you or better benefit somebody else. And always trying to lend a helping hand to somebody else, you know, because really that's what the military is about, is helping your brother out, always being around with your brother, communicate with them, love them, you know, care for them. If they need something, always be there and help support them.
You are here to compete for a starting job. Mm-hmm. Those are the words that Chip Kelly said to you. So what can Eagles fans expect from you, Nolan? I mean, those who aren't familiar with your game.
Mm-hmm. I'm a press corner, really, when it's all said and done. I like to press. I like to get in receivers' faces, you know, and compete. That's the biggest thing about me is ever since I got in this league, it's all been about competition with me because, you know, I've always been one of those guys that's always been, you know, looked down upon, you know, for whatever reason. Somebody says, I can't do this, I can't do that. And that always stays with me. I always had a chip on my shoulder ever since high school with that. So, you know, I'm just going to come in and work my butt off and compete. You know, it's not about I'm going against this guy or this guy. I'm trying to be here to make the group better. You know, yeah. I'm I'm just here to help this team win and take the next step, in, you know, in the playoff run that they had last year. You know?
What does it take to be a great press corner in a league where there's motion, where, you know, a defensive player is not really allowed to do much with a wide receiver? So how does one succeed as a press corner?
Really, man, it's your technique. Your technique's the biggest thing, and I didn't really learn that until my third year in the league and learn how to do it. But, you know, technique is the biggest thing. If you can do all your work within the first 5 yards, and then after the first 5 yards, you know, get your head back and look for the ball or get out your break, you know, those are the critical things. If you can do your things in the beginning and in the end, it's not necessarily in between, but you know, it's how you start and how you finish, and that's the biggest thing with playing corner is always getting your head around competing and looking for the ball, because this is a pass-happy league. So the more you can do to help yourself in your technique and your ball skills will greatly help.
Well, we cannot wait to see you in an Eagles uniform. Nolan, thank you so much. Nolan Carroll, the newest Philadelphia Eagle, here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.